You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We have got the crew from Miss June in the studio and we will be chatting to them in just a couple of minutes. That is Miss June with Best Girl, and we have got two of the four of Miss June in the studio, Tom and June. Morena, how are you guys?
Very good. How are you?
We're also very good up in the BFM studios this morning. Hey, it's an exciting time. You guys have got a new album coming out, Bad Luck Party, and you've been touring around and you're jumping on tour again. How are you feeling?
Oh, super pumped. The album's coming out on the 6th of September.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
That's actually ridiculously soon now.
Oh, yeah. It almost doesn't feel real. Like, this album's been a long time in the making. Like, possibly 3 years. Yeah. And for it to finally be out for people to actually listen to, I think I'm going to be more relieved than I am, excited kind of thing.
Oh, thank God it's out there now.
Yeah,
definitely. Because we've been sitting on it for so long. So it's just like, we've been like, you know, it's like your kid. You're like, you want your kid to be safe, but you're like sort of pushing it out the window when it's 18. You know? Like, come on, son, get up, man.
Get your learner's license.
Yeah, go get your car, you know, don't hang around me on the weekend. You know, I need my vacay, so stuff like that.
We've been pretty lucky, though, because you guys are from New Zealand. We get to hear a lot of the tunes when you play them around town and in gigs here, but you've taken them overseas recently. How have people overseas been responding to the stuff you've been playing?
I'm dope, man. Like, you know, I mean, I'm like, we always say, we're just so happy to be here, and like, people just like people staying even to watch the show, people like coming up to us afterwards, or like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's been great. Like, they've taken it really well, but you know, I'm just happy that we get to do it, to be honest.
It was pretty unreal though, going to London. I mean, because we've only really been played in New Zealand and Australia, but we went to London. We did 3 shows in London, and just all of them just like totally packed. Like, heaps of Kiwis there supporting
us. That's so awesome.
But also heaps of locals. Yeah. And it like, that was the first place that we went after the Australia tour. And it just like, I don't know, didn't seem real, eh? It was like, whoa, we're so far from home right now. And these people know our music. Like,
that's awesome. Yeah. The beauty of the internet as well. Hey, that really helps. It's a really great record. And from the tracks we've heard so far, are you guys like, is there anything you're particularly excited about coming off this new record that you're like, can't wait till people hear that one or this bit?
Honestly, for me, we got it recently because we've just released, you know, Best Girl and Enemies and... we just got it recently. When we started playing some shows, people singing along to every word of the new songs. And like, we've played these songs for a long time. And we haven't really had that because no one's been able to listen to them. So to play a show and everyone, the crowd's just feeding this energy back at you, like it just like pumps me up so hard.
Totally.
For me personally, it's like there's like some, like, you know, there's like some, like, not single songs but sleepers, I call, you know, sleepers on the album that I'm like, I wonder who'll fuck. Oh, am I allowed to swear?
It's all right. It's BFM. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Sorry.
I'm like curious as to who will like, you know, vibe with the sleepers like I do, you know? So it's like, I'm just waiting for people to like sleep with, like, you know, vibe with the sleepers.
Yeah, Jay's a huge fan of like the underdog songs.
Rooting for the underdog tracks.
Track 7, track 8.
Wait till you hear the interlude.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, underdog story, dog. That's what, you know, we are kind of.
Oh, what so, is it? Know. The bonus Japanese edition extended cut.
The ones that don't make it onto the album, but we'll make it the Japanese extended cut.
7-inch version.
Correct.
Yeah. This is very cool, though. There's also really awesome album artwork as well. It's very reminiscent of all sorts of mean punk references and stuff. Who were you working with to get that together?
We worked with Aaron Forsen. I don't want to butcher your last name. I'll just get their name out. But yeah, and she's just an amazing artist. And, you know, we were just very lucky to work with them.
You found her on Instagram, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, Annabelle's apparently worked with them before, from my understanding, and they're just amazing. They did like realistic bird photos and stuff right now. I'll just try and find their Instagram. I should
so we can give it a, give it an ad.
Exactly, give it a little ad and you know, follow them on their
while you're doing that, John, Tom, do you want to tell us some of the highlights from the tour? Because as you're saying, London was mint, but have you done any American shows recently?
Yeah. So we went from London. So basically what we did 3.5 weeks in Australia supporting Ruby Fields and doing a couple headline shows. And then we did a week in London, 3 shows, 3 shows in New York, 3 shows in LA.
Whoa, flash.
It was cool. A highlight. We actually did this thing at the end of the tour where we each did our own highlight and low light and most memorable.
Cute. It's like flat dinner on a Sunday night. Yeah. Highlight and low light of your week. You know?
Yeah.
What was yours?
Oh.
Too many to
remember.
I don't
know if I can say it on air.
just say it, bro. No.
Too many good things. Maybe the PG highlight of your tour.
Honestly, it was just like, you know, just being with my friends, traveling the world.
Yeah, it's always the little things, in my opinion. It's always the little things that really make it like fun and I'm happy for you. It's like, it's almost the bad times. I love running into problems personally and then like trying to figure it out, because like, it's those problems where it makes you like love each other more and grow from more. And it's like, those problems are the fun things that you have to sort of sort out sometimes.
And that's the story 15 years down the line as well.
Correct.
Like, that time everything blew up, but we still had a really good show.
Correct. And it's all, you know, like you said, it's those problems and those little things where someone farts in the perfect moment in time and you're like, well, that's lit. Yeah, you know?
Glamorous tour life. Yeah. Hey, so you're going back to America though with when this album comes out. Are you excited about that?
Oh yeah. We've got a 2-month tour coming up. Ooh-wee. The longest one yet. And so it's a month in Europe and then a month in the States, and we're going to go to all the southern states, you know, in Texas, Arizona.
It's going to be fun as.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like ready to eat. Most of Miss June tours are just really like food tours disguised as music tours.
It sounds like a good time. Hey, did you find her name?
So it's Erin Forsyth. And then just follow her on Erin_ or that, you know, the one on the
floor. The low one.
Yeah, the one on the floor. F-O-R-S-Y-T-H. So, you know, for also follower. And with including our album, she's like really good at drawing like native birds. And so
awesome.
And she used to also make all the old punk, like post-punk posters for gigs around Auckland.
Awesome.
And so we really wanted to utilize, you know, just her great artistic abilities. So,
totally.
And we got her to do the birds on the sides and native birds and other things. And in the background, we tried to really promote like nature and all the beautiful the things that
it always blows my mind, like what, because I'm not an artist, like a visual artist at all, but when you can say like, oh, this is the kind of vibe that we want, and then she brings you this thing that's just like,
oh, yes,
beautiful. I'm like, how did you do that in like 2 hours?
Also, how did you read my mind and know what I wanted?
I didn't even know what I wanted.
Yeah,
so, you know, and it's like also trying to go for that fairy tale look, which is sort of like that whole like Alice in Wonderland almost kind of look that we wanted, you know, covered in trees and just like a cool vibey thing. Yeah, and then Erin's amazing, so yeah.
It's such an exciting time for you guys. 6th of September, alarmingly close for people who are freaking out about the end of the year and stuff, but Bad Luck Party will be out, so that's something definitely to look forward to.
We're doing a couple release shows. We got on the 6th of September, we're going to be partying in Wellington, San Fran.
Nice.
And then on the 7th, Auckland at Galatas.
Fantastic. Yeah, so people who missed out on going to your completely sold out Whammy show can come and catch you at Galatas.
Yeah,
that's the one.
And we got supports. We got Nanoise. And we've got Daffodils actually at the Auckland show.
And we got Daffodils at Auckland. And
They're coming down.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic and quite hectic end of the year for you guys then.
Come party with us. Whoop whoop. Follow us on our socials. IHateMissJune.com. Tom Legit. What's your Insta? Do you want to rip out anything?
95BFM.com.
95BF.com. Give us a follow. Whoop whoop. Out.
Out. Ow. Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much, June.
Oh, no, thank you.
Let's leave with enemies now. This is Miss June from Bad Luck Party. Everything's gone crazy in the studio, but it's a good time. This is going to be a mint album. That was Miss June, Enemies. Thanks again to Tom and Jun for coming and chatting to us this morning. They have got a very busy couple of months coming up. You can catch their brand new album out on the 6th of September via Sony French Kiss. It's going to be called Bad Luck Party. You can see the album artwork already if you give it a Google. Jump on their social media too and give them a follow, and then go and check them out on the 6th in Wellington at San Fran and on the 7th at Galatos in Auckland. Catch them now before they're too big and you have to, you know, fly overseas and see them or something like that. We've got another very exciting bit of Miss June news. Kia ora, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Bassist from Miss June here with a brand new single.
Yep, this is our new single, Anomaly, which is just coming out today.
This is very exciting. Are you excited for the big album release?
Yeah, definitely excited.
And your hectic tour across the world, basically.
Yeah, nervous excitement.
Nervous excitement. It's going to be a big end of the year for you guys. Well, thank you for bringing us this track this morning, Anomaly, Miss June. You can find it on all your good platforms that you find your music, including BFM.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.